Berlin in the 1930s, when my father was growing up here, was not a comfortable place to be Jewish. Tell me about Berlin in 2014 and what it's like to be Jewish in Berlin.
Well, it's very different. There are no restrictions. I can use the public transportation. I can use the same grocery stores as the Germans. I am allowed to have a radio. I even have internet. So it is a very different place. Although sometimes you are reminded of the past, and not necessarily by monuments. Just recently, because of the Gaza affair going on, there have been lots of demonstrations, sometimes even on a daily basis in Berlin and elsewhere in Germany, but specifically in Berlin, because it's the capital city and it is also the largest Muslim city in Germany. So we're talking about thousands of people gathering every day to protest. But the thing is, they don't just protest against the war. They literally call for burning of Jews, and Jews go to the gas and so on and so forth.
Let's talk about the situation then slightly longer term. The last 10, 15 years, some Jews have come to Berlin as a conscious decision. This is where they want to live, rather than where they have been living. Why?
I don't think people came to Berlin as a conscious decision to be Jewish in Berlin. It usually has to do with other aspects of their life. Many Jews came from the former Soviet Union because Germany wanted to import them to prove to the world that it has a living Jewish community. So since the collapse of the Soviet Union, they were giving incentives, more money, for example, than Israel. Most of the Jews that now live in Germany, 85% of the Jews that now live in Berlin, are actually Russian-speaking. But I don't think that these Jews who came from the former Soviet Union came to be Jewish in Germany. Usually they didn't come with a significant Jewish tradition after spending generations and decades under communism. They came to live in a Western country as a part of the European Union and so on and so forth for other reasons. Lots of Israelis like myself live here too for economic reasons, for cultural reasons, but again, not because it is a conscious expression of a Jewish identity.
Has there been any significant movement of German Jews who survived the war, left Germany, and whose children or grandchildren are now returning to Germany?
No, not really, no. The Jews who live in Berlin right now did not. They came for the very first time. They did not come back.
So if a Jew said to you now, whether a Jew from Israel or from the United States or from anywhere else said to you, you've been living in Berlin for many, many years, I'm thinking of coming to Berlin, is it a comfortable place for a Jew to live?
Generally, I think it is a comfortable place to live in a general human perspective, in terms of public health care and so on and so forth. If you want to live a Jewish life, if you come to live here as a Jewish person, not just happening to be Jewish, but if you want to live an active Jewish life, I would not do that. It's very difficult technically. We hardly have kosher groceries and so on. Kosher meat is very expensive, but there are also neighborhoods where I wouldn't go if I would wear a kippah. I think in that respect, Berlin is very different than North America or Israel. But at the same time, it is much less dangerous still than other European cities where the Muslims are in the majority by now, like Malmö in Sweden or different districts of Paris. So it's somewhere in between. I feel safe. I don't think I didn't feel safe when I was in Paris. I feel safe here, but I owe that to the fact that I don't work with any Jewish symbols.